Wow. Have you heard about Michael Saylor's latest move with Strategy's euro-denominated IPO to expand their Bitcoin holdings?
Yes, it's quite a significant development. This decision shows a strong belief in Bitcoin's long-term value despite the market fluctuations.
Michael Saylor's influence in the Bitcoin community is undeniable. His push for Bitcoin as a store of value is really making waves.
Absolutely. The IPO's primary goal of raising capital for more Bitcoin acquisitions is a strategic move that could have a big impact.
And by offering shares in euros, they're opening up the opportunity for European investors to get involved, which is a smart move.
It's a continuation of their investment strategy, and diversifying the investor base is key. This could attract more European investors familiar with the currency.
This shift towards traditional companies investing in digital assets like Bitcoin is really changing the game.
Exactly. If the IPO is successful, we might see more companies following suit and exploring international avenues for funding.
For investors, this IPO provides a regulated way for Europeans to indirectly invest in Bitcoin through Strategy's shares.
It also adds a layer of oversight and structure that could draw in new investors to the cryptocurrency market.
Looking ahead, if this capital raising goes well, it could cement Bitcoin's status as a mainstream asset class.
And it might inspire other companies to adopt similar strategies, bridging the gap between traditional finance and cryptocurrency.
Strategy's IPO is truly ushering in a new era of cryptocurrency investment, offering diversified opportunities in the crypto space.
In conclusion, this euro-denominated IPO is a strong validation of Bitcoin and introduces fresh investment avenues in the cryptocurrency market.
It'll be fascinating to see how this initiative impacts Bitcoin's value and how it shapes the narrative of cryptocurrency adoption moving forward.